you get out the cloth that you dry with. What do you call that?
A towel.
Okay. How about the one that you, the small cloth?
Washcloth.
Okay. How about the thing that the water comes out of the kitchen? What do you call that?
Faucet.
Okay, you ever call it anything else?
This faucet.
If it's on the outside and you hook a hose to it, is it anything else?
Oh, faucet. Still the same.
Okay, if it was so cold last night that all the water pipes did what? You know, if it froze last night and the water pipes would...
freeze.
All right, and if they froze to the point that they split, what might you call that?
Right, never say, had that expect. I've never had that problem, really. Not in tropical, beautiful Miami. What are you trying to do? Get me to get out of town or something?
All right, let's put it this way.
TDA will run me out of town, talking about we've got freezing water and stuff.
Okay. How about someone eating so much? Someone says, don't eat too much. You're going to eat so much, you're going to...
burst.
All right.
Either get fat, like my cousin Gina. That girl, I don't know. I've never knew what was that child's, but she just ate too much. That kid has always been a big one. She couldn't sit in this chair. She's less than 20 years old.
Well, I can empathize with that. Terribly. Up with 321, so I'm on my way down now.
Oh, you down? Well, you up to 320.
Once.
And she had to be, you know. We were about to sell her to the circus, really, to be the fat lady, you know. She was just too big.
Okay. What would you? They measure oil in terms of what?
Like when gallons.
Or when it comes out of the ground.
Barrels.
Now, what might molasses? And years ago, what might molasses come in if you bought it in fairly large quantities? Really large.
A barrel of molasses or keg.
Okay. If you run out of gas and you got a can but it doesn't have a spout on it, you have to get a hold of what to put it in it.
You have to get a hold of a hose to siphon it, I guess.
All right, and if you got the can, it's in the can, uh-huh, and you want to put it in your car, but you don't have a spout on the can?
You have to siphon it, more than likely.
Okay.
Or a funnel. All right. You can use a funnel.
Really. Right. Okay, how about, what would people use a little thing like this that hit a horse with to drive them?
A buggy whip.
Okay. And if you go to the store, what was that last thing you said?
Buggy whip.
Okay, I didn't hear the last part.
Okay.
Okay, if you go to a store and you buy some groceries, what do they put it in now?
Shopping cart.
I mean, the thing that you carried out of the store.
Oh, paper bag.
Okay. How is a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged? Say about 50 or 100 pounds.
Say what now?
How would be a way of packaging a large, very large quantity of sugar?
I don't know. That's a problem as it was. It's a problem today at 50 pounds. I've never seen 50 pounds of sugar yet. I guess it would be bagging it or bundling it or something like this. I'm not sure.
Okay. How about, you know, you've seen sometimes in the store the 50-pound bags of potatoes, for example. What would you call those types of bags?
Just a bag of potatoes.
You know, the type that's real coarse and...
Yeah, I know. I have no other name for it.
Okay. And also the same thing goes for like a feed bag. You know, these sometimes you can buy grass seed.
Or a sack or something like this. This would be the only other thing I could think of that we may have used. Give me a sack of potatoes or a sack of onions.
All right, those little 5-pound sacks of onions with the big holes.
Yeah.
And it usually has a string on it that you can carry.
Yeah.
You ever have any names for those?
Nothing.
Okay. How about when a light burns out, like that with the type of a lamp, when that thing burns out, you have to replace a
bulb.
Okay. And what would you call the amount of corn you might take to a mill at one time to be ground?
You gotta be kidding me. The corn we ate it, I'm gonna tell you that.
Okay.
We didn't take no corn to be ground at a mill.
All right. When you carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it in a
clothes basket or clothes basket.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier that things might come in kegs.